preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
And we've got the goods for you today. This weekend, Eddie Money.
Woohoo!
Joining us, big pet lover. Also, Faith. Faith is the bipedal dog. That means that Faith can walk just like humans on 2 feet.
Amazing.
Cesar Millan also joining us today. His third appearance, I believe, on Animal Radio. And we're going to get personal this time. Hi, Animal Radio. Who's this?
This is Hope.
What, Hope?
Yes.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Thank you.
What can I do for you, Hope?
Okay, I was listening to the station yesterday.
Yes.
About the country time.
Oh, country dog. Country dog bakery?
Yes.
Oh, they're treats for overweight dogs, huh?
Yes.
Do you have an overweight dog?
Yes, I have a min pin, and she's like at least double her size.
A min? Now, how big is a miniature pincher supposed to be?
Probably, I would say between 7 and 15 pounds at the most.
Ooh, okay. And how much does yours weigh?
Probably close to 20.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
She's very spoiled.
We will. What is her name?
Her name is Fifi.
Fifi, the big miniature pincher.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to give Fifi some treats from Country Dog Bakery and some other things so that she can actually... Does she work out? Does Fifi work out?
Oh, she loves to go for walks, and if you ask her, she has to go potty. She'll tell you, she'll let you know, and she goes right through the screen door.
Oh, okay.
But I have a hole in the screen.
Well, we're going to send Fifi some treats that are for her overweightness.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I love your channel and your ideas and your suggestions are just great and everything.
Where are you calling from?
Carson, California.
Carson, California.
And I listen to Coast 103.5.
Very good. Well, hold on 1 second and we'll get your information and send these treats and some extra. Well, I think we have some activity toys that can work out Fifi a little
bit. Oh, she loves it. She has her own tennis ball and she'll take it and throw it up in the air and play with it and everything by herself.
Well, we have one of these gopher balls, which is like a tennis ball, but you just sit by you sit in the chair and it actually launches the ball and she'll bring it back to you.
Oh, that sounds like great fun.
Good. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, Eddie.
How?
Eddie Money, ladies and gentlemen.
Woohoo!
You know what's so amazing about you? I grew up to you. You're still like the only rock star that's still alive.
I know. There's a lot of us gone. You know, you gotta keep your head together. You gotta keep your sobriety in action. Not smoke a lot of cigarettes. Without to keep your weight down. There's 1,000 things you gotta do a good show. You know.
Well, yeah. You're doing it, obviously.
I'm doing the best I can. I got 5 kids that are driving me crazy, and but I tell you, I gotta find some wood to knock on because the critics are raving about the show lately. You know.
There's a lot of great tour dates, so you want to check out Eddie Money's website to find out when he's going to be in town near you at eddiemoney.com.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So 5 kids. You must have pets or animals around the house, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got a basset hound. He's the greatest in the world, you know. And, of course, my son's got snakes and scorpions, which I don't go anywhere near.
Don't do the reptilians, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, I tell you, well, I love my basset hound. He's such a great dog. And I've done a lot of work with Mark McGuire and with Tony La Russa for the Animal Rescue Foundation.
Oh, ARF, yes. So what kind of things are you doing with Tony La Russa?
Well, I work with Tony. Anytime I get a phone call from Tony, we go way, way back when he used to be with the Oakland A's. And anytime he got a phone call, anything I can do for animals, you know, the same thing that goes for you guys. If I can stick it in my schedule, I'd be glad to help because, you know, these are poor defenseless creatures that God created for, you know, to keep us great company, and I just love them to death. So I'm very familiar. I love animals, and I do everything I can. If it was up to me, I'd have 1,000 animals in the house.
Kids are pretty much, they're actually just a little better than animals.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to replace a 2,000 rug right now that the dog went on. We can't seem to get that up.
Oh, really? You mean he went poo on the rug?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We got some stuff that'll get it up.
I heard about that. We tried everything. I've had 7 people out there to clean that rug.
So how long has the Basset Hound been around? What's the Basset Hound's name?
Well, this right now it's Deadly is his name. Deadly Do-Right. And he's a sweetheart of a dog. I love him. He's got the longest ears in the world, and he's great, you know. And we just, we love him to death. He's just fantastic.
Well, it's, you know, it's amazing that you have so much energy to tour, to do all these, to record, and to help the animals. I mean, how do you have the energy to do that? Seriously.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you the truth. You know, you get up in the morning. If you're not out there knocking down a bunch of drugs and drinking and going crazy, and you get a lot of exercise, I play golf. I try not to use the cart. I walk the course. You know, I try to eat the right foods. I drink a lot of coffee, I'll tell you that much. And
did you grow up with pets as a child?
Oh, sure, yeah. My father was a cop, so we always said that. I had German Shepherds, you know, which was great. And, of course, I had a bunch of Scottish Terriers. And I've always had a million cats.
Uh-huh. Were you going to be a cop yourself?
I was on the police department myself for 2 years, but you know what? My hair was getting really good in the back, you know? I mean, I really couldn't see myself in uniform for 20 years. I said, boy, if this is going to... I said I should have joined Marine Corps or the Navy or something, because now I'm going to have to listen to my sergeant, and I'm going to listen to my lieutenant, and I'm going to be in this uniform for the next 20 years like my father. Uh-huh. I said, this isn't me. And so I quit the police department, like the Beatles said. Got myself a stand. I moved out to California, and then I was signed by the legendary Bill Graham and Columbia Records, and we sold millions and millions of albums. I should have saved the money, huh?
Ah. I was hoping you were. I mean, having five kids isn't going to help.
Well, they're five beautiful kids, and they're nice to the dog, so that's great.
Very good. Eddie Money, we appreciate you spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much for the call, and I really, my heart goes out to a... It's really great to have a radio station just dedicated to animals. This is really fantastic.
Well, thank you.
But you got a real feather in your cap there, and you know what? I'll tell you, everybody that I know, you know, has got a pet, got a dog or a cat or something else like that. And I think the greatest company in the world is having a pet, you know.
The Animal Minute is brought to you by Doggone It Lawn Repair and Gee Whiz for dogs, natural and organic. Doggone It Lawn Repair heals yellow spots in your lawn, while Gee Whiz prevents urine burns before they start. Available at local pet stores, grocery stores, or lawn and garden stores. To learn more, visit www.earthsbalance.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Here's another way service dogs are helping their human pals, working as good listeners to young readers. READ, which stands for Reading Education Assistant Dogs, was started in Nashville in 2002. It pairs up a young, struggling reader with a team consisting of one human and one service dog. The new reader, usually between first and third grade, reads to a relaxing, sometimes napping, service reading dog. Reading out loud can be very difficult for youngsters, especially ones for whom English is a second language. But these dogs put the kids at ease, making reading fun and melting the fear away with a non-judgmental wag of a tail. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You work hard to keep your lawn green, so stop chasing your dog around to prevent those yellow spots. Doggone It Lawn Repair heals lawns from dog or cat urine without reseeding or resodding. You can even prevent urine burns before they start with Gee Whiz for dogs. Both Doggone It and Gee Whiz, all natural and organic products, are available at local pet stores, grocery stores, or lawn and garden stores. To have the best lawn on the block, visit www.earthsbalance.com. That's earthsbalance.com.
Did you know that almost half of America's dogs have special dietary needs? And now, thanks to the hardworking folks at Country Dog Bakery, these dogs and their owners no longer have to go begging when it comes to treats. If your dog has food allergies or diabetes, is overweight, or has plain old bad breath, Country Dog Bakery offers the treat alternatives you've been searching for. Visit Country Dog Bakery at www.countrydogbakery.com, because special dogs deserve special treats.
Canine Caviar provides all-natural, holistic pet foods and treats that use human-grade or edible meats and grain. Canine Caviar foods do not contain the remnants of rendered animals or animal byproducts, preservatives, corn, or wheat. Nutrition is and always will be our number one priority. With your help, we can educate the public and help pets live happier, healthier, longer lives, free of problems from other foods. Canine Caviar, the natural way to pet nutrition. Visit caninecaviar.com to learn more.
Sit. Stay. Good dog. I buy only the best for my family, and for our pup, only peppermint sticks and mozzarella sticks will do. These two-in-one chews are easy to digest, provide dental benefits, and have a taste that dogs sit up and beg for. The next time you throw your dog a bone, give her a treat she deserves. Peppermint sticks and mozzarella sticks. Available at pet or grocery stores. For more information, visit www.puppermint.com. That's pup-3rs-mint.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And Eddie Money has just kicked off Animal Radio for this week. Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, coming up in just a few minutes. We're actually going to get personal with him. Wow. I figure it's his third appearance. It's time we get some information about him, right? You book him for his accent. I know that.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong about that. Animal Radio's brought to you by Country Dog Bakery. Did you know that almost half of America's dogs have special dietary needs? If your dog has food allergies or diabetes, is overweight, or plain old bad breath, Country Dog Bakery offers a new treat alternative. Visit Country Dog Bakery at www.countrydogbakery.com because special dogs deserve special treats.
Animal Radio is also brought to you by Comfort Zone. Comfort Zone with Feelaway comforts cats in the following situations: new environments, new people or pets, visits to the vet or groomer, during hospitalization or boarding, or even just a multiple cat household with crating. You can find Comfort Zone at your favorite pet store.
Hi, Jude.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We have Jude Stringfellow on the phone with us. And, I'll tell you from the beginning the whole story. Goes sort of like this. Got one of those email attachments. It was the Montel Show. And it was a clip from the Montel Show. I guess this has been circulating the internet for quite a while. It was about a dog who could walk upright. A special dog named Faith, and we have Faith's guardian, Jude Stringfellow, on the phone with us. Hi, Jude.
Hi, and thanks for calling me a guardian. I appreciate that. That's probably the best word.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Faith from the very, very beginning, because Faith does something that I don't think I've ever seen before, or anyone's ever seen before, do.
Well, actually, it is true. To the best of our knowledge, she's the only bipedal dog in the world. We do know some dogs that hop around, maybe kind of crawl around their stomachs, but they don't stand up and walk.
And that means one foot is independent of the other foot. Is that correct?
Exactly, just like a human.
They walk like a human.
Yes.
And Faith has to do this, though, right?
She has no options. Both of her arms, or both of her front arms, if you will, have been removed. Well, one was removed and one was born that way. Uh-huh. So, yes, it's true. We received Faith as a gift back in 03, January of 03, when my son's best friend's dog had puppies. And this particular dog, the mother dog, was really old, 12, 15 years old, who knows. And she was having puppies, and she was in a guard dog situation, a junkyard situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave birth to too many puppies, and some of them were deformed, some of them were fine. The neighbors of the junkyard called the owners and said, you know, please take care of the situation. So those people called my son. He went over. He did take care of the situation, burying the dead puppies and trying to corral the mother, trying to make her take care of the other puppies. But the mother dog just was not a mothering puppy.
Now, this is your son, Reuben, who's doing
my
this.
My son, Reuben. Yes, he was 17.
Okay.
And he does play football, and so he had his football jersey on from the game that he'd been playing that day. And he jumped over the fence, and he did take care of the situation, but he did find the mother dog trying to squash or kill one of her puppies. And so he took that dog out from under her buttocks and put the puppy down his shirt. Uh-huh. At that point, he didn't realize he only had two legs.
Wow.
He just, he figured that out when he got home and presented her to me. But, yeah.
Well, so when he got home and you saw Faith, what went through your mind, I guess?
Well, the first thing I thought was, I'm going to kill you, Reuben. because we were living in a rental home that the man was very adamant, you will not have pets, and we'd already broken that rule. And he was very, very mean to me about the situation. And, of course, I told the kids, do not bring any more animals home. And I think I told him that morning even, you know. I'm sure I did. Do not go over there and get those puppies. You know? Whatever you do, do not. And, of course, he brings her home.
Good for Reuben.
Good for Reuben. You know, it's a boy. And he's a great kid. And so he pulls her out, and she was so dirty. She'd been wallowing around her own squander and mud. And she's just so dirty. And that was what we were looking at first, was the fact that is this dog even... You know, is she alive? Is she capable of being brought back? And then we realized, oh, my gosh, she has no legs. And, of course, she had two legs, but we were concentrating on the fact that she didn't have the other two.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, that on closer look, she did have her third arm, but it was backward, placed on her shoulder, going backward.
Wow.
And it had seven toes.
So I imagine you went to the vet, and the vet probably said something like, probably best to put this dog down, right?
My vet, Dr. Diane Delbridge, and I went to third grade together.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So she knew when I brought her in, she just shook her head at me. She says, okay, I think our friendship has ended. And she said, okay, I'm going to give you some advice. I know you won't take it, but we're going to have to put the puppy down. I said, no. She goes, okay, I knew you were going to say that. So next option, you're going to spend a lot of money. I said, okay. I'll find it somehow. So we did spend a lot of money getting her up and going, just the initial, because she had ringworms and all kinds of other stuff internally, externally. She had all kinds of problems. But And, of course, that's normal. You get a puppy, you have to take care of it. But this one has a little bit more special needs.
Eventually, Faith started to walk. Was that something that you taught Faith?
No, that wasn't something we taught her. But my doctor did tell us that we had to get her off of her chest because she was rubbing a hole in her chin and her chest. It was going to abscess, and eventually she would die from infection or staph.
You mean she was pushing herself along the floor?
Using her chin as a grip and pull, like an inchworm might do.
Uh-huh.
And she was, really getting good at it, and that was the problem. She was getting good at it, and she may not have wanted to adapt to another way, but we had to find some way, and by grace, God had sent a snowstorm. So we had it outside, and we took her outside and just plopped her butt in the water. In the snow.
Uh-huh.
And walked away, kind of stood back and prayed, and asked God to help her make a decision. Was she going to flop down, or was she going to stand up? Because it obviously was cold.
Wow.
If she could stand up, we knew she could hop.
Uh-huh.
And so she did. She abruptly stood up straight, like a rabbit would to see something over the fence, and or a squirrel, that type of a haunch situation. And so once she took one hop, that was all we needed. We thought, okay, if she can take one hop, then we can teach her two. And we just started working with her with spoonfuls of peanut butter and little gummy bears or anything we could get her interested in. She loves gummy bears. We found that out.
Well, she made the transition, obviously, between hopping and walking bipedally.
And that was the cause of our dog, Ein. He was a little corgi dog. And if you know about corgi dogs, I'm sure you do, they're herding animals. And naturally, instinctively, he went to her heel and herded her like he would have a sheep or a cow, and bit her on the heel, and she did not like that.
Mm.
And even to make things even worse, he stole her bone and took off down the road with it, and she just forgot about her senses and ran after him.
On two legs,
like a tyrant. I was always like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, because he had the other arm flopping around, just like you see the T-Rexes flopping around.
Uh-huh.
And she got him, and she picked him up by the back of the neck and nape the neck, and she just shook him around and threw him down and picked her bone up and went back to her spot. And you could see it on her face. She was saying to herself and to us, look what I did. Check me out. I got my bone back.
So Faith has been walking upright for how long now?
Probably since she was about 4 months old.
About
3 years.
About 3 years.
She's 3 years and about 4 months old. Her birthday is in December, late December of 2003. We gave her the birthday of December 22nd.
Uh-huh.
I imagine that you take her everywhere that she wants to go, and that she gets some pretty unusual reactions, huh?
We take her places that she definitely wants to go and places that we don't even want her to go. Because she just demands to go. We'll be walking out the door, and she's like, barking, take me, take me, take me.
And a lot of double takes from people.
Oh, always. In fact, in Oklahoma City is bad enough, but when we get to New York City and Chicago and St. Louis Airport and places that there's just hundreds of people, thousands of people there, it just stops. I mean, the world stops when that little dog walks by.
I imagine.
What
kind of doors has this opened for you?
Well, I did have the opportunity to write a book. I am an English professor. And isn't that exciting?
So she's a natural dog in every other way.
Every way. You do not want to have any food near her your waist length. If she can reach it to 40 inches.
I think it's a wonderful, inspirational story. I think what you're doing is great. And please keep us Faith Stringfellow.
She has a website that we use in order to tell people what we're doing.
Well, looking at the video, she looks like a very well-adjusted, happy dog.
She is.
And we're going to post that. We don't know the origins of this video, but we're going to post it at Animal Radio. Well, we know it. The origins was Montel. We will post it at animalradio.com for those of you that want to see it in pictures, and you can find more at faiththedog.net. And, of course, we'll have that website at animalradio.com. Jude, thanks so much for spending time with us. Give Faith a big old hug from all of us here at Animal Radio.
I will. She's right here listening to you.
In just a couple of minutes, Cesar Millan will be joining us. Animal Radio is brought to you by Canine Caviar. Canine Caviar has revolutionized the pet food industry and uses none of those cheap fillers such as soy, bran, barley, or other grains. Canine Caviar Pet Foods picks up where the others left off. To find out how your pet can live longer and a healthier life, visit www.caninecaviar.com.
Animal Radio is also brought to you by Peppermint Sticks, the 2-in-1 dog treat with a teeth-cleaning outer layer and a breath-freshening inner layer. These treats are easily digestible, taste great, and use natural ingredients including dill, parsley, and mint. Find them at your local pet specialty store or visit www.pup-3rs-mint.com.
Hi, this is Bob Barker, listening to Animal Radio. Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio Network.
Well, from his appearances on the Oprah Winfrey Show to his roster of celebrity clients to his reality television series, Cesar Millan is America's most sought-after dog behavior expert. But he's not a trainer in the traditional sense. His expertise lies in his unique ability to comprehend dog psychology.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have him back on for his third appearance on Animal Radio. Hi, Cesar. How you doing?
How are you guys?
Very well.
Hi, Cesar.
Well, I got the new, I guess this is a CD audiobook in hand here, Cesar's Way.
Yes.
What's on it?
Well, it's a little bit about my life, how everything was created. A lot of people ask me questions in regard to that, and of course, how I see dogs and how dogs view the world, and the whole formula, exercise, discipline, affection, and this whole understanding and philosophy that I share through the show. So now people's going to be able to read a book or listen to the audio and remind themselves on a daily basis.
Well, this is great. It's 5 hours, 4 compact discs. And if you're one of those people, if you're listening in L.A., you want to listen up because you're probably stuck in traffic during the morning and the afternoon on your drive to and from work. This is one of those CDs that you can pop in and learn a little bit. Basically, you're teaching the guardian more than you are teaching the dog.
I believe that we have to be trained to keep animals balanced. Mm-hmm. If we try to train our dogs and then we only accomplish to a certain stance, because I do work with dogs that are already trained but they want to kill somebody else. So training doesn't equal balance.
Mm-hmm. No.
So what the way, if you accomplish balance and then you can have a dog that can go anywhere you want. And if he's trained, but more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the ideal is to accomplish balance with your dog.
You know, my son just got a 3-month-old German Shepherd puppy. He's in the backyard. He's running wild, tearing up the yard. And my son was told that not to start training him until he's 6 months old.
That's poppycock, isn't it?
No, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because their parents begin fulfillment from the moment they're born.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So rules, boundaries, limitations are applied at the moment they're born. So you're right. They don't train each other, but they definitely set rules, boundaries, limitations from the moment they're born.
Right.
Because the puppies need to know what their position is going to be among the mother.
So it's really up to Judy's son right now to set the alpha dog status right now. It's very important. And it's really, really important not to let him go running wild.
Well, it's okay to let them run and get excited once you create the behavior. So for your listeners, when they see the show, I do play tennis ball with the pack, but they first come submissive, then they go into an excited state. Then I end the exercise into a calm, submissive state. So I control the beginning and the end. Only in the middle they get excited.
Uh-huh.
So I never start playing the ball when a dog comes, drops the ball, or a dog is barking, or when they initiate the game, because and then they're controlling the behavior.
You need to initiate it, right?
Yeah, it's no different from basketball. You see, when the coach or the referee whistles, he initiates the behavior. It's never the players.
Mm-hmm.
The players play when somebody say, okay, let's do this.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So the same philosophy, you see, and in the meantime, the players have to stay calm, submissive. Then they can go into active dominant state.
Nice.
But if the coach, whistle that whistle, they have to stop.
Okay, so let me just go back to Judy's situation here. If Judy's son does nothing and continues not to establish an alpha role, what is going to happen?
Well, this is what happened too. This is the side effects. Dogs get nervous, fearful, tense, anxious, frustrated, excited. They develop separation anxiety. They develop aggression, domination, territorial behavior. You know, dogs that pull on a leash. You know, it leads into an unstable state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs don't develop instability when they live with their own kind. They only develop instability when they live with human.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because human is not fulfilling their needs. Mm-hmm. So dog training is good, but not because you graduated from Harvard, you're balanced. You're trained, but not balanced.
Two different
animals
things.
Animals care about balance, not train.
And we're going to learn all about that difference in Caesar's Way. I'm going to give away one of these audiobooks right now at 1-866-405-8405. Caesar, how's the dog whisperer going?
The show.
The show.
it's doing fantastic. I mean, this is a year and a half that we are being on the air, and it's going really well.
Every time I turn it on, it's one of those things that if I'm clicking through and I see it, I just have to stop and I'm watching it to the end because
it's amazing.
It really is. The transformations that occur. My question is, these transformations that occur, do they really happen in the short amount of time of the show, or do they take weeks, lots of time, lots of effort?
Well, it takes weeks and it takes a lot of effort for the human. But in the dog world, they live in the moment. That's where you get to see transformation from the dog. So if it's an aggressive case, nervous case, fearful case, they don't want to be unstable the rest of their life. So when somebody shares the strategy and the energy, what allows them to become calm, submissive, they take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the human who takes a little longer, you know, in order for this state of mind to stay for the rest of their life. Now, dogs move on very fast. You know, so I have an hour and a half to create transformation, and every single time. In some cases, the dog have to come to the center because they're really bad at home. So
mm-hmm.
we need to remove them from their source, which is the owners.
Right.
But after, you know, we influence them, then the dog goes back into a normal state. But the owners have to do the job. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they really have to do exercise, discipline, and affection. Because as you know, most of the people practice affection, and expect a balanced dog.
How young do you start working with dogs?
The moment the dog is away from the parents. I mean, if the
really?
Dog is 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to be that role model. You know, if I'm going to feed the dog, he has to come to the food.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people come with the food to the dog, which that makes the dog not work for a food, even though he's 2-3 weeks old. Well, he's so little. Well, guess what? In a pack of dogs, the puppies come to the mother. The mother doesn't come to the puppies.
Right.
So the mother makes them work for it because she's going to keep the strongest one. The one they're weak, they're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she started winning them off.
Okay? Here's the deal. We're talking with Caesar Milan, and this is your third appearance. I believe third or fourth.
Yes, third
appearance on Animal Radio. And I want to get a little personal now. Tell us about the animals that you have at home.
Well, I have 7 dogs.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Are they
7 dogs, and they go back and forth. They go to the home from my house to the center because that's part of their job, you know, to help me in whatever situation I need them for.
Do they?
They don't just get fed for free.
Well, do they? I'm just wondering, are they nervous to be Caesar Milan's kids?
No, they were nervous before and aggressive, you know, before I adopted them, you know, but not now. They're balanced now. That's how they're able to help me with other dogs.
Well, they're pretty lucky dogs, I would say.
Well, I'm lucky too.
Very good. Caesar Milan joining us. Thank you so much. The new audiobook, Caesar's Way, you can pick it up just about anywhere. Order it on Amazon.com. It's 5 hours, 4 compact discs, and I love audiobooks, especially this one because sometimes they get these crackpots to get in there and read what the author wrote. You're reading it, aren't you?
Yes.
I like that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Before we go, I wanted to thank Eddie Money
Woo-hoo!
For joining us today. That was fun.
He was. He's a great guy.
Also, the dog whisperer from National Geographic's Dog Whisperer, Caesar Milan. Bestseller book.
He's got a unique way of training animals.
Check out his new book, Caesar's Way. It's also on audio and CD. And remember, you can call us all week at 1-866-405-8405. If you missed any part of today's show, you can hear it again at animalradio.com as well as fresh new programming. All you got to do is point your browser to animalradio.com. Remember, if you get an animal this week,
spay or neuter.
And remember, if you want a certain breed, please go online, type in the breed that you want. Do not go to a breeder. Do not go to a breeder. Do not pay a breeder. There are breed rescues and so many animals that need homes.
You can also check with your local shelter. If they don't have the animal looking for, you can ask them to contact you should they get an animal in that fits your description and what you're looking for.
And remember, if you get a cat, don't declaw. We'll see you next week right here for more Animal Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I said enough. Hey, gang, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. Make sure you spay to your pets and keep the dial right here to Animal Radio. It's the greatest station in the world.